So Congress is trying to figure out how to pay for all this new proposed spending, and now we hear that one proposal is to give the IRS a better chance to track down tax cheats and people who aren't paying their taxes. Joining us to talk about this issue and all things taxes is our resident tax man, Stephen Leahy, from the Chicago offices of Stephen A. Leahy and Opim Tax Resolution, which focuses on helping people and businesses fight the IRS and resolve their tax problems. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
I'm just great, Karen. How are you today?
I'm doing well. So what do you make of this proposal? Do you think it's something that's going to come to fruition?
Well, I think it is going to come to fruition. I've been screaming from the rooftops about this since last May, about the IRS gaining access to everybody's bank records. And, you know, to me, it's a matter of, you know, I just don't think we should allow the government into our bank records. There's a law right now called the Financial Privacy Act that was enacted by Congress to prevent the government from getting our records because of a Supreme Court case in 1978 that everybody was surprised of that allowed it, that said it wasn't a violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. And so in direct response to that, Congress enacted this law. Nobody's talking about that law is going to be overridden. And I think our privacy is pretty important.
Yeah. So what would this, what are they, I don't really even understand. It's something about $600, any transaction over $600, the government would have a right to look at your records? Is it that simple?
Actually, it's any bank, if your bank account has a transactions more than $600 for the year, I mean, that's anybody who has a bank account, really.
Exactly.
Right? And so they would get records. Now, they call it inflows and outflows. And then some people will say, oh, no, they're exaggerating. We just want the bottom line numbers, the number that goes in, the numbers that goes out. This really goes, what this is targeting is the people with S corporations or anybody who runs their own business, that the IRS doesn't know what your income is, right? Because you only report it. I think 90% of us have W-2s, right? So we're W-2 employees. The government takes out our taxes, and our companies report what they take and how much we make. And there's a very high compliance rate with people with W-2s, as you would expect. One of the boogeymen that they're talking about is what you keep hearing this phrase, the tax gap. And the tax gap is the difference between what the IRS gathers and what they think they should gather, right? And so that number has been, in my opinion, been very exaggerated over this last year. It was always $300 billion, you know, something like that, $400 billion. And now they're telling us it's $1 trillion. And one of the reasons why is because that's why now you hear that this $3.5 trillion infrastructure or reconciliation bill won't cost anything, because all they're going to do is gather the tax money that they should gather anyway. Now, I just don't think that's realistic. But again, what we need is the government not going through our tax records.
Well, does the government have the resources to put everybody who's a non W-2 person under the microscope like this? I mean, they don't even have time to do things that they're supposed to do right.
I agree, right? I think, you know, now there's just been a report they're only answering, they only answer 3% to 6% of taxpayers' telephone calls during the tax period, right? So you're right. But one of the things, and that's why the bank industry is up in arms about this, because they're really making the bankers do it, right? They're the ones that have to gather all this information. And so it's kind of what they would call it, unpaid mandate, right? An unfunded mandate that they're requiring the banks to do it. And of course, they got to pass that cost on to all of us, because they're not going to take, you know, they can't just take it that cost. I just want to point out one more thing. There's another investigation about taxes when it pertains to roads and this putting a GPS in everybody's car and charging by the mile. And this is another invasion, because now they're going to be able to track everywhere you go and how long you stay there. And so we have to be very careful, I think, about being an open book so everybody can look at everything that we do. in the name of paying our taxes because they call everybody a cheater, and they're just trying to. And that's kind of this. You might have heard of these ProPublica things that are out there, you know, releasing this information from the wealthy and telling, you know, showing everybody how much money they make. And we really need to go into everybody's bank records because the wealthy are cheating. But the wealthy are always going to cheat, and they're really after, I think, everybody, and that's the problem.
Yeah, and actually, you know, I guess I did look at just generally this release, the Pandora Papers or whatever they're calling it, and it's a release of all these very high-end people who are hiding their money offshore. But again, like, I of course, didn't read all of these papers, but I imagine, you know, putting your money offshore, there's nothing illegal about that. I mean, if you are using tax, if you are using loopholes and all those things, loopholes are laws. I mean, you're able to do that.
Yes.
So I guess I'd like to know how much of this is really that nefarious and that illegal.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, remember a couple of months ago, they released all the wealthy Americans and their taxes. And then and there was no allegation that there was anything illegal or that they were doing anything wrong. They just wanted to expose how much money they make. And then they compared their wealth to how much taxes that they paid. Well, we don't tax wealth here in America, right? We tax income. And when you own an asset, you only pay a tax on it when you sell it. But that was kind of befuddled in the reporting. And again, this is a way to get Americans mad and say, yes, we should be able to go after them. We need to get their bank records. But in the end, you're giving your own bank records up. And that's what I'm afraid
of. It's not going to be just the wealthy people. It's sort of making a villains out of wealthy people in order to get access to the average Joe. If you have a question about taxes, filing your taxes, tax issues, owing taxes, give us a call here. Steve's always great in giving very knowledgeable and understandable answers here. 312-981-7200. We're here with Stephen Leahy. We'll be back in a minute. We're here with Stephen Leahy. He has a law office and Open Tax Resolution, which helps people resolve tax problems. Steve, you also have a book called Deal with Your IRS Problems Today, and I know that you have an offer of sending it off to anybody who has an issue. Can you give our listeners that contact information if they want that book, Deal with Your IRS Problems Today?
Absolutely. Go to freeirsbook.com. It's free. So go to freeirsbook.com and I'll send you a copy. Happy to do it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Now, we're talking about people who don't we talk about this a lot on my show, but I think it's a topic that we need to cover, which is people who don't file and people who don't pay. And perhaps what's going on with the government proposal here is going to expose more of this kind of thing. That's a reasonable, it's a reasonable conclusion that the more the IRS looks, the more they're going to find. So I know there are people out there who are behind on paying their taxes, and I also know there are a lot of people who haven't filed their taxes. And every year goes by, and they don't file it, and then they feel worse about it. So tell our listeners about what it means not to file your tax returns.
Well, this is who my clients are, right? So they're business people. They're very good at what they do, but they have an area where they're not too good at. And as you know, running a business means paperwork, and some people just aren't very good at the paperwork. And so 1 year comes in, and they have to file their tax return, and so they file for an extension, and they'll get to it over the summer, and they never get to it. And next thing you know, it's the next year, and now it's 5 years later. And this is common. They haven't filed in 5 years. Now the good news is, and again, there's a lot of people who haven't filed in much more than 5 years, but the good news is that the IRS won't go all the way back. If it's been 10 years, they won't make you file 10 years of tax returns. And I think that's one of the things that gets people to keep going by not filing their tax return, because they get so afraid of what it would take to do all to catch up. Right. So they just don't get involved in it and they keep putting it off. And so so you don't have to do that. You don't have to go back as far back as 10 years to get back in compliance. And the one thing you have that come necessary in order to avoid tax problems, or I say that the secret to solving IRS problems is compliance. And that just means filing your tax returns on time and paying on time. What people wind up doing is they keep fighting last year instead of, and then next year they have the same problem that they had this year. So what you want to do is stop that stop that cascading problem. Stop it now. We can fix what's behind you, but you got to get and getting compliance going forward. That's the key.
And, you know, filing not filing your taxes is a problem because it's a crime. And and I have had I've known lawyers who have not filed and have gone to jail for it and have lost, you know, lost their license because again, I think a lot of people think if I don't file, then I don't really have to pay and I don't have the money to pay. So I won't file. But that's just not the right way to think about it. Right.
Agreed. And you pointed out something very important, I think, and that's that you can lose your license as an attorney because it is a crime. And you can lose your license and your livelihood, and it's just not worth it. Because again, there's programs out there that you can start working with the IRS, maybe not even pay everything that you owe. But the key is again moving forward is to stay in compliance, moving forward and paying as you go, and that's the key. So you know, and if you that means now, let's say a realtor. Many realtors are what they call 1099 employees. And at the end of the year, they have this big tax bill. Well, if you would just pay the IRS every time you got a check, you know, like people do, you know, worker W-2 employees do, well, then you wouldn't fall behind and there wouldn't be such a big number at the end of the year. You know, so you have to get in that habit of just sending your paying your taxes, you know, as they come due.
Is that something that you help people with? I mean, I would imagine, I mean, discipline is one thing, but when sometimes people get a big chunk of money, they're, you know, they I'm going to buy this or I'm going to go on vacation or I'm going to take care of my student loans or whatever. But it seems like to put somebody on that track of, hey, every time you get a check, 30% goes to the government or goes to a special account or whatever. I mean, is that something you help your clients with?
Absolutely. And it's really about, again, because you have to structure your business correctly. Who pays the most taxes in our society? Small business people, right? And they always say, well, I'm not really big enough to worry about taxes, but that's just the wrong way to think about it. You have to structure your business, maybe set up a corporation, pay yourself as an employee, and that way you would pay your taxes as they come due, and you're not going to have this big bill at the end. It's easy. It is common, right? When you get money, you spend it.
Yeah, right.
And so W-2 employees, they pay their taxes because they never get the money. It's taken out.
Right.
And so you could do the same thing yourself for your own company. So you start a company, you pay yourself as an employee, you pay your taxes just like you're an employee, and then you get the benefits of running your own business, and you pay your taxes. And that's, again, and doing the paperwork and things like that, and we help people do that.
Great. I have a quick question. I know a lot of people are working from home now, and more people working from home, and now we all realize we can do it. I know that home office, is there a deduction for that, or is that still something that the IRS frowns upon?
Well, they do frown upon it, and if you're not a business, like again, if you run an S corporation, well, then you might be able to get rent some of your space from yourself and get a home office that way. But if you're working for somebody else and you're working out of home, they raise the deduction, you know, the standard deduction in 2017, when they redid the taxes last time. It seems like they're redoing the tax bill every 3 years or 4 years now. But last time they redid the tax bill, they increased the standard deduction, and that made it very unlikely that you would use that deduction on your personal tax returns.
So you say, like, for the most part, if you're going to use that deduction, you should have an accountant tell you that, right? You shouldn't just take
absolutely.
It. You shouldn't just
absolutely.
Take it and say, oh, I'm going to just write off my entire apartment and, you know, bedroom and bathroom.
Yeah. And, of course, that's what they're looking for. And this is what I always do. If you're running your own business, you should not put your business through your personal tax return as a sole proprietor or something like that, because this is what the IRS, it raises red flags. Because if people are cheating on their taxes, that's where they're doing it, right? They're inventing a company, they're inventing deductions, they're inventing expenses, and they're putting it on their personal tax return. If you start a business and you do an S corporation, that corporation will have its own tax return, and the corporation's tax return will have the expenses on it, the business expenses. So it's off of my personal tax return. That's very important about how to avoid audits and how, and also how to treat your business like a business. And I think that's what people do wrong.
Which is important for other reasons, which is you want, you, the reason that you have a corporation, one of them is to shield your assets. So if you get sued, if your company gets sued, your own home and your car and your kids' college accounts are not impacted because you sue the corporation. But you have to keep those things separate.
Exactly.
Got to keep them separate.
Exactly.
Now, just one last thing, and we only have a few minutes here, maybe seconds. COVID, has COVID presented some other issues for tax people? Is there something you're seeing more of now that you haven't seen in the past because people are either working at home or they're changing up their routines? Is there anything that you see that's problematic?
Really the biggest thing is the IRS and not being able to get through to the IRS. And
yes,
not being able to, get my paperwork through or have them process it, an old tax return. It's just taking forever because of COVID. Many of them are still working out of home and they're backed up on everything. And so, all the work that used to take 2 weeks is taking many months with the IRS. So that's my biggest COVID problem.
Yeah. Well, Stephen Leahy, thank you for joining us. As always, thank you for jumping in. I saw you in the marathon running with the beer in your hand. Calculator in one hand, beer in the other. Steve, can you tell our listeners how to contact you?
You can call me at 312-664-6649. Now, don't forget, you can get a free book, DealWithYourIRSProblem.com. Go to freeirsbook.com.
Thank you so much. You have a great one.
Thanks, Karen.
All right, take care.